The primary trail is busy again, with Iowa in the rearview mirror and just 5 days to go before Granite Staters cast their votes. And NHPR's Josh Rogers is here with an update. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Let's start with Mitt Romney and the endorsement from John McCain, who won the primary in 2008 and 2000. What's Romney's final pitch to voters in New Hampshire, which has always been the core state in his strategy?
Well, New Hampshire surely always has been the core state in Mitt Romney's strategy, and anything less than a decent win here may be problematic for him down the road. As far as the final pitch goes, I'm not sure we've gotten there yet. We still do have two debates, and as we speak, Mitt Romney's not even here. He's in South Carolina campaigning. But when he has been here recently, he's spent a lot of time focusing on big themes, that he loves America, that he wants to restore it to its foundational principles, which he says have been put at risk by the Obama administration, et cetera. But what Romney has been saying that is new, and what he talked about this morning in Salem, is his claim that the president has essentially sold the country out to benefit his own political allies, the unions in the stimulus bill and in appointments to the National Labor Relations Board. Here's a bit from what Romney said this morning at the Salem Boys and Girls Club.
This president is a crony capitalist. He's a job killer. And it's going to keep America from creating the jobs we need for our kids and our grandkids. You know, he said he wanted to create green jobs. I don't think we understood. He wants to give jobs to the people who gave him the green.
Okay, job killers is a term I've heard before, but crony capitalist.
Yes, Mitt Romney said that four times this morning, and I suspect we'll hear more of it if Team Romney thinks it's sticking.
What do you make of the John McCain endorsement? Is that going to be a big help for Romney in New Hampshire?
Hard to say. I mean, it may help. Romney has already racked up more endorsements than anyone else in this race, local and national. John McCain is surely still fairly popular here. So on the one hand, it's kind of a no-brainer, but I know there was some concern among advisors to both Romney and McCain that in an anti-establishment moment, being endorsed by John McCain might not really help Mitt Romney, but they did go for it. And when they went for it, they actually deployed the Top Gun theme when John McCain hit the stage yesterday in Manchester. They skipped the song this morning. Don't know what they did in South Carolina. McCain was to be with Romney there also.
And you also saw former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum today, whose life has certainly changed a bit since he was last in New Hampshire. Let's take a listen.
Congratulations on Iowa.
Oh, thank you.
What a pop.
How about that, huh? Great country, isn't it?
Only eight votes, huh?
Yeah, only eight votes. Not bad.
You couldn't talk to nine people?
Yeah, I tried.
You did well.
Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Good. I'm an insurance salesman.
Okay. So I've
been. That was Rick Santorum greeting voters at the Tilton Diner. Santorum says he's hoping for an upset in New Hampshire. Is he picking up any steam here, Josh?
Well, anecdotally, I would have to say he is picking up some steam. Whether it's enough to, get him to the top of the polls come election day, we'll wait and see. At his last pre-Iowa event I attended, Santorum drew maybe a dozen people, and that may be a generous estimate. His crowds today have been strong. Several hundred showed up yesterday, and probably 100 more at Northfield around lunchtime. And let's not forget the huge media entourage that are now following him. So Santorum is able to get his message out.
And what is that message to New Hampshire voters?
Well, a lot of it is sort of that he's taking many, many questions and that he's delving into details of whatever policy voters choose to bring up. Today, it was a lot of fiscal stuff, but Santorum also spoke at length on foreign policy, and he seems to be trying to persuade voters that he has the substance to be president. The traditional line on Santorum is that he's just not likely to be a good fit for New Hampshire due to his historic stress on social issues, issues around life, his opposition to gay marriage. But a lot of voters I talked to in the last couple of days have said that Iowa is prompting them to take a new look.
John Huntsman is still here. Newt Gingrich is also around.
Yes, Gingrich was mostly up north today, and John Huntsman is continuing to work the state hard, and Ron Paul is going to be back here tomorrow.
And we've got two debates this weekend.
Yes, Saturday night and Sunday morning, so things will be busy.
Very busy. All right, thanks a lot, Josh.
You're welcome, Brady.
And HPR's Josh Rogers.